The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. When he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear family, let us see what is happening just the week before the event at the mountain. We see it a few verses earlier. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The disciples had left everything to follow him. They loved him. And yet, they were horrified to listen to this. Crucifixion was the most cruel death. They were afraid to be with him. But Jesus doesn't back off. He then says, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." Now comes a moment where the disciples realize they just don't have what it takes. Many people say it's very difficult to be a Christian. And I will say it is impossible to be a Christian unless we pray. It is the Lord who gives us the grace, the transformation that we need to be faithful to him in the trials ahead. And so, it is then at this impasse, when the disciples realize the challenge of following him to the cross, that Jesus takes them up the mountain to pray. He takes Peter, James, and John, the very three that later at Gethsemane he's going to call to be with him and stay awake in prayer when the hour has come. And so he is doing this to prepare them, to strengthen them for what is to come. Prayer is coming into union with Christ so that we come to have his same heart, so that we are able, with and in Jesus, to do the will of the Father. This is the work of Christ, transforming us. And so the Lord Jesus becomes full of light, and the disciples can see this. The disciples now in prayer can see what they could not see with their natural eyes. The light in the heart of Jesus is now before them, a resplendent light. And Jesus wants to transform their hearts too, to become like his. Because one day he wants to transfigure them completely in their resurrected bodies. But first, with a transformed heart, they must face the love of the cross. Prayer, therefore, unites us with God through Jesus Christ. And then they see Moses and Elijah. Moses represents the law. Elijah represents the prophets. And they are speaking with Jesus. And what are they talking about? The very things that Jesus was telling them, and they were so afraid to listen to. Now the disciples in prayer understand that the law and the prophets, that is, Holy Scripture, prophesies, prepares for the cross, for the fulfillment in Jesus Christ. When we come to prayer, prayer also makes Holy Scripture become alive for us. Those people that we know are there in the Bible, through prayer, begin to speak to our heart and make us understand the heart of Christ. We understand then that everything is culminated in Jesus Christ. But then also we see in this gospel that there are obstacles to prayer. And the first obstacle we see is that they fall asleep. Later on at Gethsemane again, they will fall asleep. And we too have that same temptation, we have it, to fall asleep. Not only literally falling asleep, but getting distracted. Being here, but our minds being somewhere else. Finding ourselves also so busy that we feel that we have no time to pray. And I say it's good to have prayer while you're driving, while you're running and doing things you have to do, but that is not enough. We need to go to our spiritual mountain and to be with Christ at peace, so that our hearts may be refreshed, so that the Lord can speak to us. The second obstacle that we find is, you see Peter saying, let us make three booths. We have an experience of prayer. We feel good, and we just want to stay there as if this was something different or separated from real life. In fact, sometimes when we have had a weekend retreat. The apostolic movements have this wonderful weekend retreats where we come alive in Christ, we experience the power of the Holy Spirit. But we have this temptation to think, oh, this is all very wonderful, but then we have to go back to the real world. What are we saying? Well, this weekend was beautiful, but it was a kind of a fantasy. It's not real. And the Lord wants us to know that it's just the opposite. When we go into prayer, we enter reality. We come to know the source of reality, which is Jesus Christ. And with His light, now we go to the world. We face the issues and the trials and tribulations of the world. But now we see, we understand, because everything has a new meaning, a new purpose in Christ. And so our prayer time is not separate or alien from daily life. Quite the opposite. It is the strength that we need to go down from the mountain and walk with Jesus and go to Jerusalem and lay down our lives with Him and for Him. And the third temptation we see here is Peter is centering so much on himself that he's not listening. Instead, he is talking too much. This is a temptation that we in prayer are telling Jesus our troubles and our ideas and our expectations, which is good, but that is not the center of prayer. The center of prayer is about listening to Him. And so the Father speaks and says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him." What a lesson for Peter and for all of us. And so we can overcome those three temptations. And now we come here. The Lord has brought us to this holy ground. This is like our Mount Tabor, our time to be with the Lord. And what do? The same things. We are listening to Scripture. And as we ponder Scriptures, they come alive for us. Now life becomes more meaningful to us. We are united with Christ and we keep awake. We listen. And therefore, as we finish the Mass in Christ, we can go forth into the world and be willing to suffer, to sacrifice, and to die for Him.